From Arrawarra to Karora. From Valla Beach to Nana Glen.
Love where you live.
This is ABC Coffs Coast.
Well, a cane toad has been found on the Newry Island Bridge and it was brought to Midcoast Vets Clinic in Yeronga for identification at the end of September. You know what they did? They contacted the DPI, the Department of Primary Industries, who have requested that you and I keep a lookout for these ugly little toads. Gah, I really don't like cane toads. I've lived in northern Australia where, honestly, the march of the cane toad is almost unstoppable. But here, really, here on the Coffs Coast, we don't have too many of them, do we? Ian Turnbull from the DPI can give us the lowdown. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, Fiona. How are you?
I was a bit disappointed to hear that we had a cane toad here. Do we have many?
No, we've on the north coast, anywhere south of the Clarence River, that's the sort of containment line for New South Wales. So we have the odd incursion south of that line.
So the actual line of the march is the Clarence River?
Yeah, pretty much. That's where we are with National Parks and Wildlife and the community of the Clarence are trying to hold cane toads at this point.
How do you hold them back?
It's all about surveillance, getting out there and having a look, and then when finding a new incursion, especially a breeding population, getting in and collectively managing it.
Where would those breeding populations be?
Anywhere around a water source, especially a static water source. They don't like running water. And it could be anywhere, a farm dam or stormwater retention pond in an urban area. There's a whole range of habitats.
So this one on Newry Island kind of fits that. Newry Island fits that. Are you sure it was the only one?
At this stage, we think it's probably the only one. We have got National Parks out doing some surveillance. The person who actually identified it in their backyard near the Newry Island Bridge suggested that he had some family members who had recently returned from north of the Clarence River from Brisbane, and potentially this particular animal had hitchhiked down with those vehicles.
So you would assume then that it hasn't bred. Is that what you think?
Well, we know it was a female and we know it was gravid, so that means that it had eggs on board. But we're unsure as to whether, it had bred, and that's part of the surveillance, I suppose, that we will be keeping an eye out in that particular location and seeing if any more turn up.
Yeah, we don't want any more. What do we do?
So ideally, we want residents of that particular area and anywhere in New South Wales south of the line to keep an eye out, especially on vehicles or building materials and landscaping supplies that have come from that northern part of New South Wales and Queensland, and just keep an eye out, especially during warm summer evenings for animals, especially under streetlights. They eat insects, so they're out and about at night time.
Mm-hmm. And if we find one?
Ideally, if you can grab a pair of gloves, either out of your first aid kit or out of your kitchen, grab the animal and put it in a bucket or something with a little bit of water. Take a photo with your phone, which most people have got, and then send it through to us and we'll identify it and from there take appropriate action.
When was the last time you heard of cane toads moving sort of south like that? I mean, how regularly does that happen now?
At the start of 2019, we had three incursions in the Lower Hunter. So one at Port Stephens, one in Maitland, one in Lake Macquarie. We had one in Armidale in March. So we're getting them more frequently, we are getting on top of those incursions when we first hear them.
Mm-hmm. All righty. So we got this one, last week? One cane toad last week. People are on the lookout. We need to be too. We find one. Someone told me to put it in the freezer. What do you think of that?
Now, ideally, I've had nine reports of cane toads in the last 2 weeks, and eight of those have not been cane toads. So we want people to keep the animal alive, have it identified, and then